KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. If Bridesmaids is only a chick flick, then Call Me a Chick. Witty, raunchy, and affecting, this terrific film crosses boundaries by blithely ignoring them. At one moment, it's a broad-gauge farce that examines sex from a woman's point of view. The findings are mixed at best. At another, it's a sophisticated comedy of manners that pits two bridesmaids against each other for control of the wedding, if not the bride's destiny. Through it all, the free-form conversations, the brilliant set pieces, the preposterous gross-outs, the flawless performances, Kristen Wiig's forlorn maid of honor, Annie, seeks her own destiny with a wrenchingly cockeyed passion. A woman's point of view is one of the film's great distinctions. It was written by Wiig and Annie Mumolo and directed by Paul Feig. The bride, Lillian, is played by Maya Rudolph, and she's forlorn in her own way. She knows her impending marriage will distance her from Annie, her best friend since childhood. She also knows that her wedding plans are being hijacked by the richest and pushiest of her bridesmaids, Rose Byrne's ethereally insufferable Helen. The Annie-Helen rivalry fuels much of the plot. It starts slowly and slyly at a party, with rival speeches that keep going higher and building and getting funnier. The wonder of Bridesmaids is how often it reaches the heights and sustains the altitude. At the heart of the film is poor, desperate Annie, who lost the bakery she had opened just as the economy tanked and still hasn't found herself as a fully functioning adult. Her car is a wreck, though it's a Lamborghini compared to her love life. That centers on a smarmy narcissist who treats her like a consumer product that's both disposable and renewable. Kristen Wiig's first starring role on the big screen is a sensation. She's wistful but never tearful in the worst of Annie's turmoil, intensely likable without trying to be, unfailingly interesting, and in her big moments, one of which involves a giant cookie, a paragon of attic energy. I should also say a few words about a cop named Rhodes, who's played to perfection by Chris O'Dowd. He's Irish, and it's an inspired piece of casting. Rhodes speaks with gentle humor and unforced wisdom. Whether he's citing Annie for dysfunctional taillights or confronting her with unavoidable evidence of her competence, the cop doesn't play a huge role in the proceedings, but he's worth citing as evidence of the movie's excellence. Here's a man written by women who is both a fantasy figure, this is wedding comedy after all, not kitchen realism, and a convincingly endearing original. Bridesmaids gets at so many things with deceptive ease and startling skill. Women's anger, the loneliness of the single life, the marriage trap, the pain of sex along with the joy, but also friendship, sanity, and a vision of love. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.